Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines, and we'll start off with one signing that the club looked to have missed out on, and that is of Conor Gallagher. Reports suggest the Chelsea midfielder is going to join Crystal Palace on loan rather than Leeds United or Newcastle. He spent last season on loan with West Brom. He was also wanted by Leeds, and reports suggest he even had a medical at Thorpe Park, to Leeds training ground, and it was Newcastle that were at the bottom of his wish list. But now with the impressive recruitment at Palace and the hiring of Patrick Vieira, he now wants to stay in London and could well be confirmed as a new Palace loanee within the next 24 hours. One man that's potentially coming back to Newcastle's transfer rumours board is that of Axel Tuanzebe. Newcastle, though, are becoming increasingly confident of beating the competition to sign the Manchester United defender on loan. The Magpies are desperate at searching for players to boost their defensive ranks, and Steve Bruce can hope for a favour from a former teammate in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Early in July, it was confirmed that Aston Villa were still keen to take the 23-year-old on loan. That would be his third spell at Villa Park on loan, but the Tynesiders appear to be entering the picture and believe they can get the man through the door and, of course, offer him more first-team football, and a fresh move could be more to his liking rather than a third spell at Villa Park. Into other news, and Monaco reportedly lining up a move for Arsenal midfielder and Newcastle target Joe Willock. Reports suggest after a great spell with the Magpies, in which he scored 8 goals in 14 matches, the Monaco scouting department believe he could be their ideal box-to-box midfielder. Newcastle want to try and sign him. Arsenal are reluctant to lose him, but could sell him for around £20 million should they need to fund more deals. They're close to signing Ben White, and Steve Bruce has often admitted in the past he doesn't know what their plans are for Willock. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.